O Lord my God, I come to thee in all my grief and pain. Now turn to me in my distress and comfort me again. And enter not to judgment, Lord, with sinful dust and clay, nor with thy servant be not wrath, nor turn thy face away. And lay not, Lord, thy hand on me too heavy in thy fume, for I am weak, and in thy wrath I quickly shall consume. I am afraid of thee, O Lord, because thou didst me beat, but yet I know that Jesus Christ will for my soul entreat. I am a sinful wretch, O Lord, for mercy I do cry. Now help me, Lord, in my distress and extreme misery. For unto thee, Lord, do I cry by night and eke by day. Now help me for thy mercy's sake, and that without delay. But do not beat me over much, my loving Father sweet, lest that this frail and wicked flesh should from sweet Jesus fleck. I come again unto thee, Lord, I do thee now embrace, and turn to me thy countenance, thy favor, and thy face. And bring me home unto thy fold, for I am gone astray, and wandered in an unknown path which brought me to decay. But now to thee, my loving Lord, for mercy I do cry. Now hear my plain, sweet Jesus Christ, and ease my misery. And when it is thy gracious will that I this sinful life shall leave, sweet Jesus, into thy hands I do my soul bequeath. And here I do entreat thee, Lord, from the bottom of my heart, that from my faith in Jesus Christ I never do depart. But in the very pains of death to thee, Lord, may I cry, receive my soul into thy hands, for now to thee I fly. And be a father loving, Lord, unto my children small, which I shall leave here in this world when thou dost for me call. Also I pray thee, loving Lord, to give their mother grace, to train my children in thy fear that they may thee embrace, and from the enticements of this world, the flesh and filthy fiend, Lord, aid them with thy mighty hand and guide them to the end. That at the last and dreadful day thou mayst receive us all, under the cover of thy wings we may be free from thrall. And once again, my loving Lord, I do thee hearty pray, even for thy Son Christ Jesus' sake, to wash our sins away.